Welcome to Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby Tennessee, a podcast brought to you by the Tennessee Initiative for Perinatal Quality Care. TIPQC exists to improve health outcomes for mothers and infants in Tennessee through our quality collaborative that will identify opportunities to optimize maternal and infant outcomes across our state and is funded under a grant contract with the state of Tennessee. The Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby Tennessee podcast is designed for medical professionals and for patients and families across the state. We will focus on all aspects of the perinatal period with special attention to reducing our maternal mortality rate. This podcast is brought to you through a cooperative agreement with the Alliance for Innovation on Maternal Health.
Welcome to the Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby Tennessee podcast, brought to you by the Tennessee Initiative for Perinatal Quality Care. I am Brenda Barker, the TIPQC Executive Director. Today, we have a wonderful duo of guests joining us, Dr. Lindsay Harbin and Jane Anna Cummings, both from Hardin Medical Center. Y'all both want to say hi to our audience real quick, and then I'll introduce you.
Hello, Dr. Harbin here.
Oh, this is Jane Anna.
Wonderful. Thank you. Let me tell you a little bit more about Dr. Lindsay Harbin. She's a board-certified family medicine in obstetrics physician serving patients of all ages at Lifespan Health and Hardin Medical Center, where she provides both prenatal and operative obstetric care. She's a graduate of the University of Alabama School of Medicine. Dr. Harbin is actively involved in medical education, rural health advocacy, and various community health initiatives. She is deeply committed to compassionate care, medical leadership, and mentoring the next generation of healthcare professionals. Dr. Harbin holds numerous professional memberships and honors and is board certified by both the American Board of Physician Specialties in Family Medicine Obstetrics and the American Board of Family Medicine. In addition, Jane Anna Cummings serves as the director of the Women's Center at Hardin Medical Center with almost 30 years experience in obstetrics. And she is a dedicated and respected leader. She consistently guides her team to excellence, which is evident in their patient satisfaction scores, which remain in the upper 90th percentile on press gaining surveys. Under her leadership, the department has earned the designation as a safe sleep facility, championing the ABCs of safe sleep to protect and educate new families. Throughout her career, Jane Anna and her team have been recognized with numerous accolades for delivering outstanding care to mothers, babies, and families. Well, welcome to both of you. Let's just jump right in. And, you know, we always like to start, just tell us a little bit about your career journey, how you ended up where you are, and if you have an interest in QI, how that happened as well. And let's start with Dr. Harbin.
Well, it's interesting. I always knew I wanted to be a doctor, but initially, actually, I thought I wanted to be in anesthesia. But when I was an undergraduate student, I had the experience of being involved in a rural medicine internship, and I just fell in love with family medicine, and it just felt like it was my people. So that's kind of how I got started with that. And then I really fell in love with the OB aspect of it and knew that I wanted to do more of a full spectrum family medicine practice. So that's kind of what led me to where I am today. And the QI part is a little bit new to me. It's something that I've gotten more involved in as a part of Hardin Medical Center and Jane Anna under her leadership. So it's a little bit newer to me, but I'm enjoying it, and I'm feeling like that it's been really beneficial to me so far to have these experiences. So
thank you so much. And we need you in rural medicine, so we're so glad you fell in love with it. Jane Anna, tell us a little bit about your career journey.
I wanted to be a nurse from a young age. My father actually had open heart surgery like my freshman year in college, and that really I'd really decided then that I definitely wanted to be in nursing. When I went through nursing orientations, mother, baby, labor and delivery was always my favorite, but I kind of knew I wanted to work in a rural facility, and that can kind of be touch and go. But we've been fortunate enough that I've always worked under administration that their goal was to keep delivering babies in a rural center, which is not happening all across the United States or the state of Tennessee. So I've been fortunate to stay here and work my entire career, majority of it in labor and delivery, a few years in ER, which I did enjoy, but mama baby has always been, that's just my favorite. when I took over as director, we all are challenged to do PI projects, and I didn't want to start tracking stuff just to be tracking. So I started looking for things and came across Tips QC, and all of that is geared toward mother baby. So it was perfect for us, and challenges us to keep up with change. And also gives me a way to say, hey, you know, everybody in the state's doing this. Let's try. So we've worked with quite a few of your quality projects, and our hospital is really proud of the quality projects that we've done through TIPQC.
And just as a side note, I have to say, y'all have always been one of our star performers in our QI projects, and usually the first to turn in your data and your reports. And so we have loved working with you all as well. Well, today, tell us a little bit about your involvement and work with Team Birth. Jane Anna, do you want to kick us off and tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. First of all, Jim was on the perinatal committee, I believe, and he heard about Team Birth. And he was like, I want us to do that. And I think he approached Brenda first, but there were only so many hospitals being able to participate at that time. But he thought it was a worthwhile project. And he is actually from Oklahoma, and that entire state is a Team Birth state. And so he and the CNO and I at the time traveled to Oklahoma and visited three different hospitals. And he was going to try to figure out how to come up with the money for to do this, because he just thought it was so worthwhile. Happened not more than a month. We got back and someone dropped out, and their misfortune was our fortune. And Tips QC offered us that spot, and off we went.
Wonderful. Jim, for the record, is Jim Edmondson, your CEO. And he was really instrumental in bringing that to you. And I think also the support that you all have had and your success. So kudos to your entire team. But we really appreciate when our C-suite jumps right in and supports the work that you all are doing. Jane Anna, tell me, what is Team Birth, just for our audience?
Team Birth allows every person deserves a voice in their healthcare when they're having a baby. I mean, and especially at a time when you're having a baby, because you're so vulnerable. Team Birth supports open communication among patients, their support people, and the clinicians during the birth. You use structured huddles and planned sharing boards. And Team Birth empowers everyone to reach decisions together. You're not just telling the patient, you're going to do this, this, and this. But it results to me in a more dignified, respectful way, so that patients feel like they have more of a role in playing what's going to happen in their healthcare. We may not always can do exactly what they want, but at least we have some better tools and guides to explain, this is why we maybe can meet you halfway here. But it's just a really good tool that we now have in our box.
Wonderful. Well, Dr. Harbin, tell us how you were able to implement Team Birth from a physician standpoint.
So the implementation of Team Birth, it was just a really coordinated team effort on our part. It involved everybody from administration to our pediatricians, the nurses, our hospital staff, working in different departments like medical records and QI. So it's been a really concerted effort on the part of everyone. Personally, I feel like implementing it has been just being more focused on things that I already try to do as a physician. In medicine, we talk a lot about patient autonomy, but sometimes I think that gets lost in translation. But Team Birth has sort of helped me really focus on that with my patients and slow down and really think about what that means. And doing the boards and taking the time to write down their preferences, their concerns, their questions, and taking the time to write down the plan of care and the progress of their labor, that helps them be involved and helps them have a say in their care. So it's really just been a really dedicated team effort, but for me personally, it's just involved kind of slowing down to really think about those aspects of care that I've always tried to be a part of. So
you alluded to Team Birth uses one of the tools that they use, or many, but the board for the patients to get feedback, the huddles with the physician and the nursing, just to hear what, and they always include the family to hear what their hopes and preferences are. And one question we're often asked, did this take more time for you as the physician to huddle and have these conversations with the patient?
Really, it has not taken that much more time than what we were spending previously. We have just been doing it in a more calculated, organized fashion than we were previously. It might take a few more minutes than it did before, but I think those few minutes are definitely worth the time because it helps our patients feel seen and heard.
Absolutely wonderful. Jane Anna, how about from the nursing perspective? Why did
From the nursing perspective, we really jump started. We had a short time frame to try to get caught up with everybody else, an intense kind of training. But as far as our time constraints, we love the boards. We worked really hard on our boards. Every person that comes in can look at the board and kind of know what's going on. Patients can write stuff. One of our favorite things that we've done, they also have some tool guides like, if you're in labor, why you can stay, why we may be sending you home. We refer back to those a lot. But one of the best things is we do phone huddles, especially with our outpatient clinics. As before, Dr. Harbin and I would be having a conversation outside the patient's room, and then I would go in myself and relay, Dr. Harbin said. Sometimes I think patients did not always realize we were having these conversations or did not think the conversation was maybe explaining exactly their thoughts. Now I'll give her a brief report of what's going on, and then she'll kind of give me an idea of what we're going to do. We take the phone into the patient's room, and she actually will tell the patient the orders, what's going to be their plan of care over the phone. And I think that not only makes the nurse, it makes the nurse and the patient both feel better, and they think everybody's on the same piece of paper and same plan, as where sometimes I just feel like patients thought we were maybe plucking stuff out of thin air.
That's wonderful. Well, as you mentioned, the goal of Team Birth is to improve communication, one of the goals. Dr. Harbin, you alluded to, but how have your patients responded to this?
I feel like they've overall responded to it very well. I think definitely it's taken some getting used to for them because I think just in the healthcare system as a whole, they're not used to really having a say, or they're not used to really being asked about their preferences. So there have been moments where it's been kind of like crickets chirping in the background, asking them what their preferences are and things, because they really have not thought about it. So from that, we have sort of started having more conversations in the clinic about what the preferences and things look like, and that they're going to be asked about it, and that we have this team birth thing that we're doing. So we've kind of had to adjust the plan from that regard, but people have looked up on it overall favorably.
Wonderful. Well, Jane Anna, I know having your hospital administration, you've already mentioned Jim Edmondson, your CEO, was critical to your success. When we came there and you all kicked off your team birth, your go live, there was a whole lot of hospital support. Tell us about how that has impacted your project and also if you've seen the patient impact.
Pretty much, team birth gives you a plan. I will say it is one of the easiest projects we've implemented because team birth, the company team birth, they support you pretty much through about the first 6 months. So there were lots of calls leading up. Everyone that they asked, from education to marketing, IT, all of these people, we formed a committee. And we had weekly calls with them, and everyone that we needed or asked to participate outside of labor and delivery or the women's center were on board. So that was huge that everybody immediately came in to help.
That's wonderful that your hospital jumped in like that, Jane Anna, and I'm sure you see that all the time, but that is wonderful to hear.
It was really nice.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about the patient impact. Have you seen that as well?
Yes, there's definitely an impact. The patients, they are participating, some more than others, in huddles, but we'll go in just when we're making our rounds and we'll see them reading the boards, finding out what's going on with their care. We did observations for about 3 months with this, and that also gave us really good feedback, like what they liked, what they didn't like, what they thought was going well. And we're continuing to do those observations so we can improve and keep the process going.
Wonderful. That kind of leads into a question for Dr. Harbin. You spoke at our annual TIPQC meeting this last March, and I know you shared some data around your hospital's interaction with teen birth. Can you tell us more about that?
It seems like pretty close to almost 100% of patients were satisfied with their experience and with their care. As compared to before, it was a bit less prior to implementing the teen birth.
Wonderful. Well, will this be an ongoing communication strategy at Hardin, or was this just a one-time project?
It'll be ongoing. I've already worked it into any. We're going to have it's on our competency. So we'll be covering that yearly on our competency. And then with any new staff nurses, we're also doing training with those.
That's wonderful. Well, how could other hospitals or individuals listening adapt this to their system?
I think it's fairly easy to adapt. I think that you could, even if you got online and you read, I think even without teen birth help, you can make your boards and you could do huddles. I think it could also be adapted to do on MedSurg, and not maybe in other areas of the hospital could also benefit from something similar to this.
For sure. I think you just have to make it second nature. It's a little bit awkward at first. It's a little bit different. It seems a little scripted, but after a while it becomes second nature to have the huddles and to talk about what's on the board. And to ask these questions, it just becomes part of your daily routine.
Well, as the director at TIPQC, we really want to congratulate Hardin for all their outstanding work and commitment to their patients. According to our colleagues at Team Birth, they have said this team exemplifies quality improvement excellence, approaching every challenge with a can-do attitude and unwavering determination. And we could not agree more. So congratulations for your hard work in implementing this project called Team Birth. There's more about this on our website as well, if anyone listening would like to join in and learn more along with Hardin. But before we close today, I just want to ask if there is anything else you would like to add before we wrap up. And we'll start with Jane Ann.
I think that anytime that you can improve patient care and patient perception of care, it is a wonderful thing. And I think this project has helped that 100%.
Piggybacking on to what Jane Anna said, anytime you can really slow down and think about how your patients are feeling, think about the care that they're receiving and are they happy with care, that's going to just make what you're trying to do so much better. It's going to amplify your role in their care, and it's going to be gratifying for everyone. So it's definitely a worthy cause.
Again, we're so excited about the work you all are doing and really appreciate you sharing today. And want to thank our audience as well for joining us for another episode of Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby, Tennessee.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby, Tennessee, presented by TIPQC. TIPQC is funded under a grant contract with the state of Tennessee. Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby, Tennessee is brought to you through a cooperative agreement with the Alliance for Innovation on Maternal Health. Do you have ideas for a future guest or topic, or even have a question you would like answered on upcoming episodes? Visit www.tipqc.org, that's TIPQC.org, and click on podcasts to submit suggestions and questions to our podcast team. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast to be the first to know when new episodes are available, and find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube to stay in the loop with our active projects and other relevant news relating to perinatal health in Tennessee.